RUZ935. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHM 738. WSHF 567, morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, Sam. Wow. It's going to be a lot warmer today, 46. It's the right direction.
Yeah, that thing is going to get warm. It's going to get nice, and the snow blowers are done for. Park came in.
I was saying like 46 today, 55 tomorrow, 67 the next day, so it's going the right way. I'm not saying we're totally out of the woods, but warmer temperatures on the horizon.
Just 2 months for one belt.
Yeah, it's insane.
Slightly.
And we got the whole Easter thing happening, a little less than 2 weeks away.
All I know, Paul, is spring has sprung.
Yeah, virtually you're there. There's still going to be some cold days, but we're getting there.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Yep, WSHM 738. Good morning, Sam's in here too, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Yep, good morning, Sam. Did Steve talk to you yesterday, Paul?
No.
He said that two guys are out, not on this frequency, but on a different frequency, complaining that all three of us, you know, monopolize the repeater in the morning.
On another frequency. Well, I don't know that we monopolize it. We're out here at this hour in the morning, and as far as I pretty much know, for the most part, the only other ones that have been in here other than me, you, Sam, and then on the way to work, Charlie, and that Jim guy, you know, is a few jammers, and I'm never aware of anybody ever breaking in to say they want to use the frequency, because that's all they have to do. But I'm pretty sure the people complaining have nothing to do with wanting the frequency. So I wonder who this guy was. Do you know?
know, he just heard it. He was like, what? He didn't even know who the... It was two guys that they were talking amongst each other, and they... He says, oh, those guys on that Channel 20, you know, they monopolize that repeater. So these idiots don't even know it, you know, as, you know, the GMRS channels, they don't know it, you know, frequency-wise.
Yeah, well, I guess it'd be interesting to know what frequency they're talking about. I mean, what frequency he said he heard it on. There's only this, the Triton, these two are the same now, and then Troy.
I think you heard him on, you know, the 27 I heard. 27185.
Okay, well, like I care.
I find that funny, you know, it's like, well, isn't that what the service is for, to be utilized, and people come out here and talk? I mean, we pause in between, you know, so people can, you know, come in, and if they want to, you know, break in, I mean, so it's not like we quick
key
or anything like that.
Well, I take that with a grain of salt. I don't even care about that. Because then you got things like that going on, right? Useless. Pointless.
That is true. That happens a lot on the Detroit. I noticed that yesterday the Detroit had more unwanted activity than Mount Clemens.
Well, it's the big eye in the sky, so put a big butterfly in that out, you're going to catch a bunch of butterflies.
That is true. I know for a while there, when there was tropospheric ducting coming in, the tro repeater used to get a bunch of tomfoolery from Ohio, somewhere down there.
Yeah, it's part of it, I guess.
Wouldn't stay long, but I mean, if you didn't know what that was, you'd think it was local traffic.
Just jump in, you know, but people rather complain, you know, over nothing. You complain. I only caught part of that, what somebody said there. What was that?
I said, you complainer, you.
Yeah, I'm a big complainer.
Expose and watch people scream. Well, you can't watch them scream, but you listen to them come out here and scream.
Yeah, I don't care about any of that. We're not doing a damn thing wrong, Mike, talking and coming from that region of the RF spectrum and sitting there complaining. I could care less.
Well, Pistons did pretty good last night. They beat the Lakers.
Ah, Pistons. Alright.
Yeah, it was like 113 to 110. I mean, that was a really close game the whole way through. Up until even the fourth quarter, it was neck and neck the whole time. And of course, we knocked out LeBron James. You know, King James wasn't too happy about it, but oh well. You know, that guy, you know, he thinks he's larger than life anyway.
Yeah, I mean, other than going to that Pistons game where my granddaughter had a cheerleading thing, I don't pay him too much attention.
Yeah, on and off, you know, I'll watch him. And, yeah, we're in the playoffs already. We just got to, you know, finish out the regular season. But, yeah, we've already clinched a spot.
All right, good deal.
George Blaha, you know, he thinks we're going to go all the way and win it. We'll see, you know. Don't get too hasty.
Nice to see it snowing and not stick yesterday. And I'm not talking about the snow. I'm talking about the not sticking part.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, well, normal procedure for Michigan.
I was driving to go pick up my tax papers. You know, I had my taxes done last week and they didn't totally process it, so I had to go back and pick up the paperwork that was filed. So at some point, it was a big old fluffy flakes falling. I mean, they didn't amount to anything, but it was pretty snowy at some point.
Yeah, it was like that in New Baltimore. Real, you know, like fluffy, like you could barely see in front of you for a sec. Well, about a few minutes, and then it died down.
Just telling Sam, it's getting warmer each and every day. And then there's a couple of days back in the 40s, but I know this is long-term forecast. And I see a bunch of days in the upper 60s, 8, 9, 10 days away. So. Hopefully we can turn that corner for good.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, I want to get outside, you know, and break up stuff that, you know, we had from that storm. And, you know, just do some stuff around the house.
Yep, and Easter coming up here, T-minus less than 2 weeks away, so always got Good Friday to look forward to.
Yep, good old Easter.
Just watching a couple of the old Bonds movies on Netflix.
The old, James Bond movies?
Yeah, everybody has their favorite Bond's character. I don't know if you ever into James Bond. I was never into it real heavy, but there is my favorite character, right, through the years. It's Roger Moore.
I liked all three, you know, Pierce Brosnan, Roger Moore and Sean Connery.
Well, there were more than three. There are some other guy, too. At least maybe one or two more. I don't have it all down pat. I don't pay that much attention to it. But, yeah, my favorite one was Roger Moore because that's when I was growing up in the 80s, that late 70s, it was him. A View to a Kill, a Moonraker, For Your Eyes Only. He had a few more. He had about seven of them, I think.
That View to a Kill had, Christopher Walken was the bad guy in that one. And I think, yeah, and was Grace Jones in that one, too? I can't remember.
Yes, she was. Yeah. I like that one. I watched that one, 2 days ago, and then I watched For Your Eyes Only last night. Yeah. Christopher Walken's A View to a Kill. That's crazy. It was Max Zorin.
Yeah, he always plays a bad guy. And every movie, it seems like, or, you know, a bad guy or a villain.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. That was maybe, I don't know, because it was out in 84 or something, so... He's 84, was I 23, 24 years old, 25, so I remember that one. It also had the theme song by, who were those guys on MTV back in the day? Duran Duran, was it Duran Duran?
It was Duran Duran. I think that's what helped kickstart their career was the, you know, was that... movie soundtrack.
Yeah, I don't know if they did it for the soundtrack or the movie wanted their song for it. You know, probably they did the song for them, I'm guessing. I think the song was called A View to a Kill.
Yep, it was.
Yeah, they were just good movies, Mike. I mean, you know, a lot of good scenes, a lot of good action stuff. They top-notch movies, really, that way.
Yeah, there was the other guy, too, in the 80s that played, I think, in one James Bond. He played Bond after Roger Moore. I just can't remember who his name was. And just before, I think he did maybe one or two, but it was before Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, there was some other character, I can picture him, but I don't know who he is. Kind of lighter hair, I think, too. Daniel Craig.
Yeah. You don't see him playing movies that much anymore, but... He was popular back then.
Yeah, then there was a Timothy Dalton.
I remember Timothy Dalton.
Some of them maybe only played in one, I don't know, but yeah, there's a few of them. David Niven. George Lansbury. It's like Roger Moore was 12 years. He's the longest running one.
Yeah, I think he was. I think Sean Connery, he didn't want to do it no more. That's why he quit.
FWSHM 738.
WRWB 49.
And gas prices coming down yet?
You know, some areas it went down like maybe 10 cents. I noticed.
I think they got a little more work left on that. And this semi-ceasefire thing for 5 days ain't going to work.
No. I mean, right now, really, I mean, Iran is pretty much, they're just a sitting duck.
Yeah, but they keep launching missiles, so they're not dead in the water totally. Have they been severely reduced? Yeah, but they keep lobbing missiles, and they sent one, their furthest one, the other day, about 4,000 kilometers. So, to Garcia Diego. So, I mean, they have longer range capabilities than they've let on to.
Well, then they got their partner in the region, Lebanon. They've been, you know, trying to help out. But now they're getting bombed.
It's the only way. Unlike not unlike our situation, you know, Mike, a little bit. There's only one way to fix it.
Standby here for a minute. We'll catch you in a little bit. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Yep, I'll be back as well. WSHM 738. WSHM 738, did anybody use this since me and Mike left there 3 minutes ago or so? Yeah, I didn't think so. WSHM 738.
WSBT 754.
Good morning.
Man, I get in my truck and it says 17 degrees. What the hell?
Well, it's going up to the 46, I think, today, and then 55 tomorrow, and there'll be a couple more days of the 40s, and then 8-9 days down the road, it's going to be in the 60s. Hey, we're rounding the corner into the home stretch.
Got snow coming down yesterday. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but that was the low day yesterday, and, you know, none of it stuck, so it didn't really matter. I mean, it's frustrating to see it. I get it. We had a little taste of some warm weather. You know, we want more of it. That's the problem with Michigan. The winters are way too long.
Yeah, some of it stuck up at my place. I mean, not no layers, but there's still snow laying around.
Well, when you live in Alaska, what do you expect?
I expect the switch to flip the day it turns spring.
I wonder how long the summers are actually in Alaska. You know, what we would consider 60 degrees plus. It's probably 2 months. I don't know. I wonder.
I think it's normally like a couple hours on a Wednesday.
Probably right.
I had a niece that lives up in Fairbanks, and to this day I can't figure out why she stayed up there. She ended up there when she was in the Army, and she never left. I could not live in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff for sure. try to wrap my brain around, I got to think about this, how, like, in the summer, they stay light all the time. It gets dark for very little, and in the winter, it's the direct opposite. They see a glimmer of the light, but it's mainly dark. I don't know how that works, right? I don't really know how that works. I mean, why don't we see light all the time? We're lower in latitude. I don't really get it, Charlie.
You know, some people say the time change messes with them a lot. That doesn't bother me. But winter time when it's dark, like, all the time, yeah, that would get pretty gloomy after a while.
Yeah, and it's the opposite in the summer. It's, I think, directly opposite. You know, it's light all the time and dark very little. Yeah, I don't know. Either one of those would get to me, I think. You're never going to be a gold miner with that attitude, Charlie.
Well, I don't own a pickaxe. Wasn't planning on it. That perpetual darkness would really play on my mood.
Okay, so we had a subject earlier today, and maybe you're going to say none, but it's worth throwing it out there. Who is your favorite Bond character?
James Bond? I was never into James Bond.
Okay, well, there you go.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever watched a whole movie. Well, that wasn't my type of stuff.
Okay. There's no wrong answer here.
But even though I never really watched it, I would say the Sean Connery version was my favorite. I like Sean Connery.
Okay, yeah, so he's in the early days, right? So that's what we're getting at. Who is your favorite one, if you had a favorite one? So you kind of answered it there a little bit. So I grew up, you know, with the Roger Moore era. So that's where we went with it.
And who was that other one, Pierce Brosnan? I don't know that much about him, but I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't know, like James Bond's little brother. The original one left, and they threw this guy in there. No, I was a Sean Connery fan. So if I had to pick, I would pick Sean Connery.
Ever see him in that movie where he's a prisoner that's been let out, but they need him to go back there with, I forgot the name of the actor, and I even forgot the name of the movie, but it was out in the 90s. You must have seen that movie then.
I can't think of it right off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, he was an ex-con from Alcatraz or something. And Nicolas Cage. You didn't see that movie with him and Nicolas Cage there in the 90s?
Probably not, because I'm not a big fan of Nicolas Cage at all.
Okay, well, it was a pretty good movie, but, all right, well, anyway.
Hey, Jim Carrey. I've never watched a movie with Jim Carrey in it because I think the guy's just over the top.
I tell you a funny story. Yeah, I don't get his kind of thing, right? Himself, but, so I'm with you on that one, but. He grew up, so a little bit about him, and I guess the only reason I know this is because I knew a ham that lived in Newmarket, Ontario, and I've actually went out there with skiing with him and his wife years ago in the 90s, my buddy that is, and that's where Jim Carrey's from, Newmarket, Ontario, and that's my Newmarket, Ontario trivia of the day, and you're not getting much more from me.
Well, better that I learned something today.
There you go. It's never a waste of day when you can learn something.
Yeah, I've never understood his comedy either. I just think he was way over the top. Just wasn't my thing.
I tend to agree, and actually Robin Williams, in the early days when he was a comedian, was, you know, goofy. I thought he was goofy, quirky, all of the above. I never really got his humor. You know, I know he was very sharp and very quick. That's what he had a quick comedic mind, but if you knew who he was back when he was probably doing a lot of drugs in the 70s, he was kind of over the top and kind of weird, too.
Mark and Mindy had to have been one of the dumbest shows on TV at that time, to be honest.
Man, that's like early 70s or mid-70s to early 70s. I'm not even sure when that was on, but used to watch it as a kid. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Pam Dauber.
Anu Nanu? Yeah. It just wasn't my bag, man.
Yeah. Pam Dauber. Well, anyways, WSHM 738.
WSBT 754. The one movie that I really thought Sean Connery was good in was Hunt for Red October. I've seen that movie dozens of times. And he's a good actor. You can't go wrong with Sean Connery.
All right, well, there you go. I'm not a big movie fan by any stretch, even though I've mentioned a couple. Traditionally, I'm not a TV guy. Probably more of that, a little more so now than years ago. Just never really had the time for it. It was always on the go. And I just recently, last time you've been in a movie theater, I just recently went with my granddaughter there, I don't know, 3-4 months ago. Man, have they really changed the layout there, and I think it's been 35 years since I've been in a movie theater. Or 40.
I'm probably right there with you, man. I can't remember the last time I went to a movie, and nowadays, you know, the way they got them easy chairs and put your feet up, they got one like that poor year on. I mean, I could take a nap at home for free.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I went to this place. It was a big Metroplex of all these theaters. I don't know how many even there were in there. 10, 12 of them? I don't know. And it was during the day. And her mom was supposed to take her, but she had something else to do, so she asked me if I'd take her. I said, yeah, it'd probably be fun. You know, I'm not into the movie, I'm sure, but whatever. It was interesting in the fact that I haven't been in one in a really, really long time. And they got these electronic motorized recliners and all this stuff. But, I mean, the theater itself was fairly empty. I mean, I think there was less than 10 people in the whole damn theater we were in. It's crazy.
Well, that's what usually happens. WRWB 49.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, there were probably 9 people in there, and 8 of them were snoring.
No, I wasn't.
Well, back when McComb Mall had a theater, you know, that place used to be packed all the time, and then they tore it down, and yeah, that was kind of a devastation.
Yeah, just sitting here thinking about it, man. I can't remember the last time I was in a theater. It's been that long.
Yeah, all right, same thing. So I know it's it's a shocker in the sense of how much it changed compared to the old seats they used to have, right? And I guess that's the one thing I take away from it. Other than spending a little time with my granddaughter, and she enjoyed the movie. And, you know, I can almost relate to the movie a little bit because it was one called Wicked, which has a lot to do with the witch of the Wizard of Oz. So, you know, it's not that I was into the movie, but, you know, we all watched The Wizard of Oz when we were a kid. This was nothing like that, but it was kind of touched on it, but it was more about the witch. So I won't bore you with the details other than, you know, spending time with my granddaughter and seeing her enjoy it and the box of popcorn and the whole 9 yards. It was pretty cool. So
I think the last time I seen a movie was when, it was the last Die Hard. That's the last time I seen a movie. The very last Die Hard they just made with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I can't make it to a movie anymore at home, man. I'm not going to pay whatever it costs to get into one these days. I can take a nap at home.
WSIJ 839 listening. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, 829.
Yeah, morning, Tavner. I think your name's Don, right? Personal.
Yes, sir. I can't believe you remembered.
He probably remembers the phonetics he used. Delta Oscar November. Over.
Yeah, it's a ham thing. Y'all know.
I believe I just went by your apartment, Don.
What do you mean? Where are you?
Just Klaus Gross back on 13.
I wish I would have known that. I'm on the road between the apartments and the auto parts store.
Do you actually know him, Charlie? Because you know where he's at, or you just know it, he mentioned it before or something? Or do you actually know him from the ham radio?
No, I remember Mike talking to him, and Mike's got a memory like an elephant, and he had mentioned where he had lived, and I flipped over to the input, and he was full scale.
Okay.
I actually worked in that building for like 2 days, and then that was it.
All right, very good.
Not mistaken, Don, I think I remember you saying one time, this was years ago, that you can only talk outside because of the walls in your building.
Actually, now, with this new radio, I can actually talk inside the house.
Because I remember you one time, you were complaining because it's raining out, and you were talking to Jack. And you're like, oh, I can only talk outside because, you know, the interference.
Yeah, sure. So, I picked up the new UV-32, which is 10 watts in it. It's a lot better than what I was using.
Oh, whatever you're using now, it's getting into the machine pretty good, so.
Yeah, sure. So it's the Baofeng UV-32.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Uh, destruction, I'll tell you. Man, has this gone off the hook with these road workers.
And that is why I don't drive anymore. Sorry about that, I keyed with you.
You didn't key with nobody. Yeah, it's just these unannounced closures everywhere. You know, there's not much forewarning anymore. So, off the hook.
I know there used to be an app for your phone that would tell you where all the construction and all that was, but I just can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, it's the entire Michigan map sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's just crazy. All right, well, we'll get out of here. I got to figure out how to root around all this crap. You guys have a good good morning. We'll see you later. Don, Charlie, Mike, Sam is here and they're listening. WSHM 738.
See you, Paul.
We'll catch you later.
Mike, we talked about that four-letter word yesterday morning, and we got some. So.
Well, yeah, we did, but it was, like, very minuscule. I mean, it didn't even stick.
Got some patches around my yard. It's still there. Everywhere in the shade, anyway. But still, it's snow.
Yeah, I hear you there. Anyway, I'm gonna get ready for work here. I probably won't catch in the mobile.
Yeah, I gotta go in and make the coffee as well, man. You guys have a great day. Good to hear you this morning, Don. Take care. WSBT 754.
You have yourself a good one, 73, and God bless. WSIJ 839 listening.
Yep, you too there, Don. Charlie, I'll catch you this afternoon. WRWB 49 will be clear for now, and we'll queue us wide to the mobile. WSLI, you in here this morning? WSLI 302, are you in here this morning? WRWB 49.
Hey Mike, WSLI 302, what's going on? WSLI 302, you got a copy, Mike?
Yeah, I got a copy on you. Go ahead, there, Steve. I got a copy on you. Go ahead, there, Steve. Yeah, especially if I do...
Roger on that. I was just double checking to see if I was getting through. That's good.
Yeah, somebody's out here playing games and trying to cause a lot of storms. It's not working because they don't know how the system works. Anyway, yeah, I'm just heading off to work this morning here early. So.
Guys, I'm over here in Fraser, and I heard both of you completely through it.
That's about it. It's going to warm up to be about, what, 48 degrees, so that's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that's what they were saying. Yeah, Don, the repeaters are linked back up again, but the QRM doesn't realize, how the system works. So, whatever, right?
Right, yep, somebody playing games again. You got a pretty good copy on me, though?
Oh, yeah, I heard Paul P. It clears the bell.
WRZT 820, I'm standing by.
Echo Alpha 84, you guys are sounding good over here at Ann Arbor in 23.
Oh, yeah, what's your 20?
23 in Ann Arbor, right? 14 and 23 in Ann Arbor, over.
Roger on that, Roger. That's pretty good distance there.
I want to jump in and say you guys are sounding good out there this morning, so you guys have a great day. We're going to go to the job site. So this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848, clear and monitoring.
10-4, have a good day. Hopefully it's going to get a little warmer every day, so that's a good thing.
Is that guy in Ann Arbor, is that the guy that used to park in the parking structure over there that used to get a good signal, or did they put a node up in Ann Arbor? Yeah, I just know there used to be a guy out in Ann Arbor that used to have a parking structure out there he'd get a good signal from, but your radio is doing good. We can hear you actually moving now, so yep, have a great day, and we'll be standing by. WRZT 820.
Hey, my QTH right now is Mount Clemens.
Roger, Mike. Got you on that one.
Hey, Mike, this is 820. Hey, do you got any idea who that is that's actually been trying to jam you?
Well, there's a bunch. I mean, but yeah, the main facilitator, you know, he's not out here anymore. Well, he hasn't been for a while. And his tag-alongs or cohorts, they seem to be, pretty stagnant. Now, one of them, he gets out here and still utilizes the repeater after he jammed it, for months on end, but then sits there and denies it, so. And I'm sure he'll key up here in a little bit and scream.
Yeah, copy that. I know the one guy that was jamming the other system up for weeks on end, I ain't heard him in a while, so. It's been nice and quiet, but they're out here being yahoos.
As they haven't tried to infiltrate your personal repeater.
Apparently they, I don't know. I mean, if they've tried, they've tried, but it hasn't happened yet, so.
One did it, WSHM 738, personal one that he had up for a while, and then sat there and tried to deny it.
I don't know if somebody starts doing that to my personal, I'll just go buy one of those Krakens and I'll figure it out real quick.
That is a cool device, but you got to be really precise with the way you space those antennas out. And then you got to make sure that everything, you know, it's all measured equally. You know, they give you a template, you know, but still, you got to measure it out equally. Make sure it's spaced out. Everything's all put up right.
Yeah, I'm kind of one of those people. I don't mess with people, but if somebody starts messing with me, I'll let the tism roll and I'll do what I got to do.
Yeah, well, I get a bunch of guys and triangulate and do it the old-fashioned way when you can just use a Kraken.
Yep, I'll throw the tablet in here and it'll pretty much throw a map up there and just point right to where they are.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it does. I mean, it's like spot on, like precise.
Mike, I pulled up in the work parking lot here. Have yourself a great day, and if you're out running around, drive safe. We'll talk to you later. WRZT 820. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, there, Chris. We will catch you later. Who's going to pick it up next, Don or Steve? You guys still in here? WRWB 49.
Yeah, I'm still in here. I'm just trying to get undressed when he's sitting outside.
Yeah, copy. I don't know if you heard me earlier, but I actually worked in that building for like 2 days and was taking care of this gentleman downstairs, but I had to have him, reassigned back to a long-term care facility because the place he came from, you know, they butchered him up.
I just live here. I actually have absolutely nothing to do with anything that goes on here. Basically, it's just a place to live.
I know your feeling because I work in those places, so I know exactly what happens, man. You know, it's like a prison. You know, it's... I got to go to one right now, as a matter of fact. I work in one, you know, and it's like, just get me through the damn door, and that's it, you know. Leave me alone. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to keep going.
I have no idea what a student bike to work anymore. I did not work since 2010. And I wish I could go back to work.
Yeah, I hear you, man, you know, but sometimes, you know, you get some unfortunate circumstances that prevent you from, you know, doing what you got to do. Well, then you're stuck in a rut. But, hey, as long as you're still breathing, you know, that's a good thing, right?
That and that I have a place where I can go outside and just enjoy being outside right next door. Yep. I'm living the dream.
Well, that counts, right? That's all that matters, you know?
Yep. I'm a happy camper. I'm a tired camper, but I'm a happy camper. Almost my bedtime for the night.
I got you, man. Yeah, I'm just pulling up here to McDonald's to get some coffee. So I will catch you guys in a minute. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49 and I'm back. Still on there, Steve.
202 clear.
Copy on WSLI 302. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Mobile. Good morning, 202. Have yourself a great day. WSTQ 844.
Good morning to you, Sherman. How you doing?
Well, for a Tuesday morning, I guess not too bad. How about yourself, Scott?
We're hanging in there, getting wrapped up, getting ready to get out the door for sure. Get this day over with.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm running a little behind, but it should be an easy day today. Tuesdays and Thursdays are my easiest days, usually. So.
Yeah, I only got 4 or 5 more boxes of tile to do on this job, and we'll be pulling out of today, I hope.
Yeah, roger that. Sounds good.
Hey, Sherman, man, you have yourself a great day, man. WSDU 202, and we'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, copy that. I appreciate that. Scott, you also. And we'll talk to you again. Have a great day. WSDU 844.
Thank you.
WSI 776 listening.
WIZX 218, WIZX 48, copy. WIZX 218, WIZX 48, copy. Mobile. WSEG 572, standing by.
0. Reload.
RZT-820 mobile monitoring.
WROWB-49 and we're standing by.
WBWD-49.
WRWB, Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 49.
Copy that, Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo, 49. Whiskey Romeo Zulu Tango, 820. How you doing?
What's going on there, Chris?
Just traveling around for work here. See if anybody's out here.
That's what I'm doing right now, heading off to my next job.
I'm driving around trying to get some resources for a training briefing.
Copy that. I'm just heading off to my next stop here in Ira.
You're making a pretty good trip from up that way then.
Not there yet. I'm just over here by 21 and Gratiot.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like you're just heading out that way then.
Yep, that's what I'm doing right now. Oh, wow, 21 degrees.
Okay, it's 21 degrees in Ira.
Where I'm at, it's 21.
Yeah, wow, that's wild. 21 in Gratiot, it's 21 degrees, and over here at, where am I? 12 in Hoover, it's 37.
By the lake. Well, close to the lake, anyway.
Yeah, that'll do it. I'd imagine all the ice has got to be off the lake now, maybe a little bit. But for the most part, I'd imagine it's all off the lake.
Well, no, there's nothing left out there. It's all gone.
I think it was last week up in
Roscommon, they had a pretty good ice storm came through there, blew out a bunch of power for people.
Oh yeah, I could imagine Consumers Energy was busy that week.
Absolutely, and then I think the UP also got hit with a huge snowstorm up there also. I think they ended up with like 26 feet of snow this year.
Yeah, it was like, what was it, 4 feet in some areas, man, and 2 feet in others. Like getting towards like, when you go towards like Ishpeming, what is it, other, Marquette, and Engadine and all that, you know, and Nudison, that was all like almost 4 feet.
It's wild. They can get 4 feet of snow in one day up there if they wanted sometimes.
Gone, you know, that's all, you know, in the same area. Yeah, they get those 8-foot snowdrifts coming off Lake Superior.
I've seen pictures of the houses that were just absolutely completely buried in snow.
I was up there with my wife one year. She goes, how come these houses have, like, doors that lead to nowhere, you know, upstairs? I'm like, well, that's so you can slide down the snowdrift.
That way you can get out the house to dig yourself out the house. The video, they showed one guy up there in the UP. There was so much snow that the snowblower wasn't working. So what he was doing was taking a shovel and shoveling it into the front of the auger so that it would throw it that way.
I saw that video. Do you have like an Aaron's or a MTV?
Mike, hey, I'm getting ready to go in here and take care of some business. We'll talk to you later. Safe travels to you.
We'll catch you later. WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WRZT 820, we'll be clear.
Whoever that was there, you're barely making it into the machine. Sounds like you're coming out of Detroit.
I was picking up, I think, some of your traffic. This is William Sam, George David, 294 out of Howell. If I could reach it.
Well, I got Howell, but I didn't catch the rest of it. Deploy in there, man. It barely tapping the repeater. Just too much bacon frying in there with your signal.
Yeah, that's what it was.
WSEU 202. Good afternoon. Did she just say 4 p.m.?
WSJF 896, radio check.
Eight-nine-six, that radio is working. WSU 202. .202 to .946. You out there? WSLI 946. No copy. 946. WSEU 202, clear.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by. USBT 754, out there, this is WRWB 49.
Afternoon, Mike, WSBT 754.
Yeah, what's going on there, Charlie?
I just got out of work, making my way to the freeway.
Yeah, on the freeway. Yeah, you look good from the 240 on up. I couldn't tell you where, you know, anywhere else was.
Yeah, that'll work. Get past that anyway. Looking at the price of gas down here at the corner, I should have stopped at the cheap spot for about 45 cents cheaper. Actually tempted to turn around and go back before they do go up tomorrow.
Sorry, that's a drive-thru. What was that there, Charlie? I didn't catch that.
Saying by the looks of the corner gas stations down here, I should have stopped at my cheap spot back behind me for about 45 cents cheaper. Didn't make it in that time, Mike.
Sounds like a radio hooked to a battery charger.
That's serious on there, wasn't it?
Either A, starving for power because they don't have a strong enough power supply, or B, they're trying to run a battery. I've seen people do it. They run a car battery with the battery charger hooked up, and then they have the radio hooked to that. It's like, really?
I mean, in a pinch, but not a permanent solution. And gas up to $4.19 a gallon, man. Holy moly.
I paid $3.89 today in town.
Yeah, my cheap spot back there. The chill box, and they sell BP gas too, which is what I normally run, but neither here nor there. They were at $3.79, everybody else $4.19.
About the Meyer gas station at Cass and Grossbeck, someone's in trouble. The guy who delivered the gas, he delivered it, but he mixed the diesel with the unleaded. Oops.
Yeah, I heard about all that. They just had a thing I saw on Facebook today that repair stations all up and down Grossbeck were inundated with cars.
Case scenario, the fuel injection system gets screwed up. Sensors go off.
And we're at gridlock. Haven't even made it to Harper yet. Barely moving.
Gets that way around Shook Road every day. I used to, when I was working down that way, and have to come back out this way. Oh man, I tell you, what a interesting time that was. So all the way from, 11 Mile to Quinter, to come all the way back up to New Baltimore, to come all the way, to go home. I said, man, I can't do this route no more. I can't do it.
It's usually busy. not like this. There must be something happening up there. Probably a cop, somebody pulled over, everybody's got to look.
Well, there is a state trooper at the 243 in the middle.
Well, I'll try not to wake him up.
That one that hangs out right there, you know, just before the bridge there.
Yeah, I know where he's at. I know right where to look for him as I'm coming this way. You can see that spot from the westbound side heading this way. And then by the time, you know, you get there, obviously you're doing the speed limit.
Usually in the same spot every afternoon, usually.
Yeah, right now it's on the gas, on the brakes, on the gas, on the brakes, on the gas, on the brakes. Oh, man. It's always when you want to go home. Heading off to your last assignment for the day, you're on your way home.
Last assignment for today, and then leave there and then go help a buddy of mine for a minute, you know, fuck up some wood and start burning it up.
Not firewood, is he still messing with firewood?
It's for outdoor fire pit, you know, fire pit / fishing spot.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah, I need to get me some wood for my fire pit. I bought a truckload from a guy. I posted online, I think on Facebook, was looking for some firewood, and the guy came out, or came back and said, hey, I got all that you need, you know, and went over there, and we loaded up my truck as much as we can get in it. All split, ready to go, good dry wood and everything. It cost me like $30, man. Real cheap.
Wood here, it's got to be, all cut up. You know, it's just a big trunk. You know, so we got to cut it up, and then either we're going to split it, or we're going to just, you know, leave it the way it is and just burn it, you know. But we just got to stack it up, you know, make it look, you know, pretty, presentable, that's all. It looks like you may have a slowdown here. There's a fire truck getting on at the 243 heading eastbound.
Now I'm at the 236, so he's got time to get down there and block everything up. You have the lights on?
I don't know if there's an accident that's northeast on 94, I don't know, but he got on, and that's all I know. He might be getting off at 26 miles, but it's good, Chesterfield.
I guess we'll figure it out when we get there, yippee. You know, we're rolling kind of right now. I don't know what the heck the holdup was back there. There's nothing happening.
Normally just rush hour traffic in that curve, you know. I mean, it's always right there by Shook Road. Every day it was like that by Shook Road.
Yeah, normally it is. But today it was a little bit more backed up than usual. Well, at any rate, who knows? Maybe somebody got on real slow. You know how it goes. WSBT 754.
WSKF 896, radio check.
Go ahead, radio check. You're getting in. I mean, a little light on the audio. Yeah, a little bit of bacon frying in there with it, but I can hear you.
Hey, copy that. Thank you for the respond here. I've just playing around and trying to figure out. I know the Detroit repeater's been off a little bit here, and saw something that turned the receive tones off, and it appears to be working a little bit now, so appreciate you get back to me.
No problem, man. You're getting in. You sound okay. I think it's because the Detroit repeater, the audio level is down a little bit. Isn't that right, Coach?
Yeah, I copy that. I heard there's been a couple issues going on with it lately, and I haven't been able to transmit out or, I guess, to receive in. Like I said, just read today, turn the receive tones off, and appear to be getting there. So, thank you. Appreciate it very much. And I'm just talking on a handheld, too, so that might be my other issue.
Yeah, well, that was your best transmission there. And copy the handheld, that's why your audio is a little weak, but looks like you had it a little closer to you this time. So, yeah, you're making it in, and I believe the repeaters are connected back together, and we have noticed that the audio is a little lower off the Detroit machine. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Again, thank you very much for the time there. This is WSJF-896.
All right, Dave, well, glad to help. Name is Charlie, WSBT 754. Go ahead, Mike.
We need to invent a, a power mic for a handheld.
WSIA 333 mobile.
Jump in there, 333. Name is Charlie. I'm eastbound 94, about 241.
My name is Kelly, and I am westbound 94, right here in Kennedy.
WRFK 359, we're on the air, and we're down over here.
Well, the westbound 94 in Ipsy, yeah, you're in there. You're a little bit weak, but you're definitely making it into the Detroit machine. I'm currently on the Macomb County one. Roger.
Roger that. I'd say not too bad for a 15-watt mobile radio.
Oh, not at all. Got great audio. You're nice and loud and clear. You're a little choppy, but copies you about 99%.
Roger that. Appreciate the feedback.
Radio check rail, please. Just coming from my page here.
I had a double going on there. Somebody looking for a radio check off of a base?
Yeah, sorry about that. That was WSJF 896 again. John here. Just on my page here. I just called a minute ago from the handheld.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, your base is making it in there beautiful. Sounds good.
Good to hear. Thanks again for the response there, and all about them tones. I didn't know that tones there. Thanks again. WSJF 896. I'll be clear.
Alrighty then. And then there was another guy in there. You're kind of low on the audio, a little raspy, but go ahead and try. Now you must give up. All right, Mike, over to you.
So many people coming out of the woodwork, I just didn't even know where my place was in line.
Yeah, it sounds like the word's getting out to Detroit's back up, and now it's connected, and not a whole bunch of us out here.
For a radio check.
Go ahead, radio check.
359. Robert is here, and I'm down the river in Wyandotte here. So how are we sounding?
Hey, you're making it in real well. It's sounding real good. I believe your name is Robert. Name here is Charlie. And I'm about, I don't know, Chesterfield, I guess. 94 and 23 Mile Road.
Sounding good, yeah. I figured out one time that it was 33 miles from my house to the repeater in Detroit. That's weird when they go that far, but when you go by mobile to mobile, it seems like you don't want to go that far no more.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of range of mobile to mobile, not on GMRS. I mean, unless you got a good flat line of sight, but definitely make it in the Detroit machine from, I think you said Wyandotte.
Yeah, and, I don't know if you know why not that well, but I'm between Goddard and Northline. So, and you can, I go through E-Course, Rivers, I forgot the other one, in Detroit. But that's a lot of houses to go through.
Yeah, I kind of know where you're at. I'm not totally familiar with Downriver area, but I had a brother living in Detroit Beach and Monroe area, so I know I've been down there and saw them roads off the highway. Oh, dear, I'm going to grab one.
Dude, I'm
going to
be at the end of my rope, but I guess I'll just walk it out until I can't anymore. Anyway, yeah, he's getting in pretty good. Usually does, you know, when the repeaters are linked back up, I'm always able to hear him up here.
Close off my broadcast there. WRFK 859, we've been monitoring.
I'm just now getting to 23 Mile Road, Mike. And it's not looking good beyond that. Oh, man.
I said I didn't forewarn you, you know, and I told you, you know, you could have got off at 23 and just went up county line.
Yeah, no, heck, I could have taken grass or two, but, yeah, I'm just a creature of habit, I guess. We'll see what happens.
I normally do when I see it backed up like that, if I gotta go, you know, further up, I'll just get off at 43 and take it over the county line and run that up to Richmond and then get back out on the grid.
Hey, how are you guys out there? WSLB 658 Dearborn.
That's it, Dearborn. We got you in here.
Copy that. Thank you for letting me know. Thank you for the comeback. I appreciate it. I needed to know if this radio was making the trip.
Better than some of these police stations. For sure.
WSIK, I'm listening.
That last guy in there, you was really muffled up. Couldn't get any of that transmission.
Are you talking about me?
I believe the guy right after you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I don't think it was me.
I don't know, it wasn't you. It was, somebody got in there. I couldn't make out any words. It was all weird. Couldn't get nothing out of that.
Yeah, it's probably me. I'm just WSFF330 mobile. And so he cut me off right as I was speaking. I mean, on the road, cut me off.
Oh, okay. All right, Mike, I see the backup. I think they got somebody pulled over at the weigh station. Everybody's got to look. Oh, my goodness.
Roger. All right, guys, I'm going to take a standby here for a little bit. WRWB at 49 will be standing by.
Yeah, I'll probably be getting out of my rope here pretty quick anyway. Well, not too quick, but quick enough. I need to grab a drink of this coffee. WSBT 754.
WRUG 488. WRFK 359. Jackie on his frequency. Okay. No response on WRUG 488. WRFK 359. We'll be standing by and monitoring.
This is WSIP 284, monitoring.
Yeah, come on, 284.
Hey, station, I didn't catch your numbers there, but this is WSIP 284. How you doing?
Yeah, 284, this is WSLV 658, and I'm 10-8, great, no doubt about it.
Good to hear, 658. I'm transmitting out of Farmington Hills right now, and just switched my tones out to discover the repeater is, in fact, working.
I'm in Dearborn. Where are you at?
Farmington Hills on the Detroit repeater. So my physical location, Farmington Hills, but I'm on the Detroit repeater.
Okay, yeah, you're making a trip over here to Dearborn, no doubt.
Roger that, man. Good to hear. Thanks for the comeback there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear and monitoring on your final.
WSIP 284 from WSJF 896. You got a copy?
896, this is WSIP 284. I got a copy on you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to respond to your message, you're coming through pretty good. You got a little bit of static in the background, but it's working.
Roger that, man. You're coming through in my receive crystal clear. You've got no static, no diesel noise, nothing on you at all. You're sounding really good over here, and you're on my receive bar, you're actually higher than we would be in the past.
Yeah, copy that. You're coming through full strength as well. Like I said, a little bit of static in the background. I'm getting a long tail squelch too, but yeah, like I said, it's sounding better than it used to.
Roger that. Very good to hear. I've heard some other transmissions that sounded, you know, similar to how they would in the past, but You're sounding excellent right now in my receive. Just absolutely excellent.
Good to hear. Well, glad it's back up and running again. Hearing a little bit of traffic during the day.
You had about 8 bars on my meter here, and it would have been around a 5 previously.
Yeah, Mikey, I got a window partially open, so I don't know if that makes a huge difference. But I just got that 72G antenna on a cookie sheet indoors here.
Copy that. I'm running my Midland antenna indoors on a cookie sheet as well, but the receive here is coming off the repeater, I believe, so it's the repeater getting in one way or another stronger.
Hey, it's good to hear. Glad it's up and running again. But I'm going to get back to what I got going here. I got a little bit I got to finish up here, but on your last, I'll be clear upon your last, WSJF 896.
All right, good to hear from you, 896. Thanks for the comeback there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257, mobile and monitoring.
What's going on, 257? This is WSIP 284.
Just living the dream, getting out of work, heading home, run by Kohl's here and drop off some Amazon stuff, see how long I have to wait in line, over.
Copy that. Hopefully not very long. Maybe you can use the machine or something. How am I sounding in your receive right now?
Sounds good and clean, other than I still get that downtown interference, but I mean, it's on the repeater, it's just, someone's using data modes down here in the city, over.
Roger that. I've got you and 896 coming in. My receive just crystal clear, man. I've never heard the repeater this clear of both of you guys. So I'm wondering if maybe I need to make some antenna adjustments or something on my end as well.
Roger, yeah, I mean, it sounds a little quiet. Might be on my end. I don't know what the volume is set at, but the other thing, I mean, the quality of those, no static, no nothing, over.
Roger that. I think this microphone is a little bit quiet, too, unless I talk just real loud into it. That's how it's always been with this Midland 575.
Roger. Yeah, just cruising down 696 here. Seems like everybody else is getting off early today, too, because it's packed. Over.
See that. I guess the weather isn't too bad out there. Maybe you can get some fresh air or something at least.
Yeah, nothing like that fresh city air. Over.
Part exhaust, part sewer gas. It's what we like in the mix.
Say again, over.
An attempted joke of part exhaust and part sewer gas, how we like it in the mix in our air.
Roger that. Yeah, it's always pleasant down here. All right, well, I won't type the repeater and talk the ear off, but I just want to throw it out there now that the repeater's back online, so. Take it easy. Have a good one. If I don't talk to you again.
Roger that, 257. Great to hear from you. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
And this is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257. Also monitoring.
WSMP-284, this is WSMP-257, are you still out there?
257, this is 284, do you got a copy on me? I'm on an HT.
Yes, sir, that's you loud and clear. Mentioned it to my other buddies, but did you see that Valero explosion last night? Over.
Negative, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bit interesting that, you know, we have a oil situation going on and all of a sudden an oil refinery explodes. Seems a little coincidental to me. So I thought I'd throw it out there if you didn't see it in Texas somewhere. I came over with the Valero plant. The other thing was, coal is no problem today. Last time I was there, I ended up having to stay in line for like a half hour over.
Yeah, roger that. Very interesting to hear that news indeed. I'll have to look into it a bit myself. Also good on the coals. Sometimes you can just go to a machine in there if it's a small enough item, but if it isn't, yeah, you got to stand in line probably.
Yeah, I saw the machine at the UPS store, but I didn't know coal had one. I don't know where it's located. I didn't see it by the return station there. Over.
I thought the one at Hagerty had one of the machines. I know Whole Foods does as well over here at Orchard, but maybe they don't have the machine there anymore. I can't remember exactly where it was. My mom usually goes in there to do returns on me.
Roger, roger. I went to the one, I went to the Kohl's on Middle Belt, was it 7 Mile or?
Roger that. I think the one that I'm usually at is Hagerty between 8 and 7, just down from the Meyer there.
Roger that, roger that. I guess we must not have one over here on this one. I'll have to look around. It's kind of a pain in the ass because, like, I had, like, 3 or 4 to do, and then, like, one of them I set up for the UPS store, and then the other 3 wouldn't let me return to the UPS store. So I'm guessing their algorithm is meant to try to deter you from returning things and making you go to as many places as possible. So, you know, sounds like, you know, standard corporate practice, but, yeah, the UPS store is always nice and easy, but Kohl's has been here a mess over here for me, so maybe I'll look around and see the Kohl's that have the machine for return as well in the future. But I usually don't get too many returns, but good to know. Thanks for the heads up. I guess I'll give you a holler on that Valero plant thing. It seems a little soft. I haven't seen it in the major headlines today, but I saw it last night when it was breaking over.
Roger that, man. Very, very interesting indeed. So I'm going to be looking into that here, like, right now, as soon as we get off the radio. I'll get at you with another thing about Amazon, too, later as well.
All right. Sounds good. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Tango 257. Clear and louder.
WSIP 284. Clear monitoring.
Hey, 257 or 284 from WSJF 896. I get a radio check real quick. I played around with some settings here and reprogramming.
Uh,
896, this is WSCG257, I've got you, Lima Charlie, over.
Roger that, like I said, playing around some settings here, see if can get rid of this long tail squelch, and switch it down to medium setting here, seeing if I'm still getting out.
Okay, your last one was a little quiet for me, but got most of it, you know, I'm also in the truck, so it's a little loud, over.
Yeah, copy that. I heard you had me loud and clear here. Like I said, just playing around some settings here so I can clean this up a little bit. But I'll be still playing around here on medium setting. But WSJ at 896, I'll be clear.
WSCG257, also clear monitor.
This is WSIP 284 to 896, you copy?
Yeah, go ahead, 284.
Is that tail swelch coming off me at the end of my transmit, or is it coming off of the end of your transmit back from the repeater, basically?
Coming off of anything I have on receive.
Roger that. I'm not sure with my particular advice I was about to give because that changes it up, but on this radio, I had to turn my squelch up considerably higher than it used to be. I used to run, it's technically a different radio, but the same model. I used to run it with a squelch on a 1, and I had to take it up to a 6 to just silence the general squelch coming off this channel now.
Yeah, copy that. That's my next play around here. I went from 1 to 4, see if that cleared it up, but it did not.
Copy that, man. I just wanted to throw that out there. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSJ 896, also clear. WSIP 284 from WSJF 896. Copy.
This is WSIP 284. I got a copy on your 896.
Looks like that might have worked. I got it up to 8 out of 9 right now, so I'll put it, seems to be shortening up that tail squirrel, so appreciate it.
Roger that, man. I'm on my base now. That was my HT a moment ago. Did anything change here between transmission?
Nope, but it appears to be working just as is. Am I still coming through strong on yours? I switched the power down to medium on that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're still sounding great to me. Crystal clear, loud and clear like it was.
Copy that. Thank you very much. WSJF 896. We're upon your left.
Anytime, 896. This is WSIP 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WR. So, can I get a read check? RWS 471. Can I get a read check, please?
Radio check sounding good. WRUG 48. Yeah, no problem. What are your location? I'm over here, Rochester.
I am in 24 Mile Road in I-94.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You take care. Have a good evening. WRUG 48.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon. Well, good afternoon, and how you doing today? WRUG, Brady.
WRUG 488 from WSJF 896. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. How are you? And how are you doing? I haven't heard you out there a long time.
Yeah, no, it's been a while there. I know there's some issues with Detroit Repeater, but it sounds like it's back up and running now. And then there's a change of the tones a little bit, but now we're getting out there.
Yeah, that repeater has been down for 2-3 months sometime, but now it's out. Anyhow, that's all you got to do is just take that RX, the 141.3, you got to just turn it off, that's all. You'll be doing good. But you're sounding good anyhow, no matter how you're doing it.
Yeah, I just found out that today. We turn off the 141.3 on the RX. So, but I just heard you out there if you're going to say hello, and I hope you're having a good afternoon.
Good to hear you really out there. I know I haven't been on the radio because I've been studying to get my other general license from the other side, that's why.
I'm thinking about doing technician to begin with and go from there, but yeah, it's been quiet all around since Detroit's been down, so I haven't heard much. So, but as I heard you call out, so guys, say hello and have a good evening.
Your life's the other side too. Very quiet and doing everything else, but your life is let me know. I will help you as much as I know. And you take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Jack. You have yourself a good night. WSJF 896, I'll be clear.
microphone.
WRWB 489, and we're standing by. WSHR 566, WSJF 896, you got a copy?
Hey, 566, WSJF 896, how are you doing today, Kevin?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I've been home for about a couple hours, so I thought I'd try giving you a shout.
No problem, yeah. Now that I figured out, just try to change your tones a little bit for get the speed. Everything seems to be working back right now. Receiving traffic.
Yeah, copy that.
I think we've, everything's all been set. Excuse me. Just calling up with some service.
That's good, copy that.
But thanks for the chat out there, confirming that it's working here. I'll like to take to what I was got going on here. I'm trying to do an update on one of my handhelds. I'm going to get to the side here. WSJF 896.
Yeah, copy that. Talk to you later. Have a good one, WSHR 566, clear.
WRVY 666. WSEU-202, good evening to all.
WSIE 375.